Have a listen to this, speaking of Kerry connections to the Irish team.
Some of the jizz out of the Dublin team because he was the main bit of jizz that was there. And here is Jack O'Shea and here's John Egan. John Egan heading through. Oh, Paddy, what are you going to do?
Yeah, there you go. Oh, Paddy, what are you going to do? John Egan, 1979 goal for Kerry in the All-Ireland final. The reason I'm playing that is because John Egan's son, of course, plays for Hull City in the Championship now. A remarkable turnaround. Did no club at the start of the year. Playing brilliant stuff for Hull City FC in the Championship in England. And, of course, a key part. They had a great win recently as well over Sheffield Wednesday and are doing particularly well there. They're in the playoffs on 66 points. Still in the race for automatic promotion. He's been a key part of their team this year, key part of the Ireland setup as well. Here he is talking yesterday about his father and their love of sport.
It's funny, I've kind of moved to England, professional soccer player, but I feel like I was a professional sportsman since I was about 4 or 5, to be honest. You know, I'd be either out kicking ball with my dad or playing Gaelic football, hurling, you know, soccer, basketball with the school. So I felt like every day of my life I've probably had a training session. But he was huge, you know. He'd done everything in Gaelic football, and you know, he really enjoyed other sports with me as well. So yeah, we had a great relationship, and you know, he helped me a lot to understand kind of, you know, what sport is about at a high level. You know, we're all Irish fans ourselves. If we weren't in the squad, we'd probably be trying to get a ticket, trying to go. So yeah, it's fantastic, and it's, you know, it's great for everyone really to have something to look forward to, you know. That's what people want in life, and you know, we've managed to give ourselves a chance of, you know, going through. So we've got a massive game on Thursday and everyone wants to be there. Everyone will be watching it. So yeah, it's brilliant, and the support home anyway is class, but especially away from home when you're travelling to, you know, places all over Europe and the world. Yeah, it means a lot to the players.
Yeah, there you go. That's John Egan of Hull City talking about his dad, his influence on his career from a young age, and all of that. And we wish him and all the Irish team well tomorrow night against Czechia in that huge game. We'll be talking to some of the fans who are travelling and making their way over there to Prague for that game in relation to what is being said or being hoped or being thought about the big battle in Prague, which is Ireland against Czechia in the World Cup playoff to get to the final of a World Cup playoff, where we would play, if we were to win tomorrow night, we would play one of Denmark or North Macedonia. In the last few minutes, Republic of Ireland boss Hamir Hallgrimsson has given an update from the Fortuna Arena on the eve of the game. Says he's not afraid to start Harvey Vale or Bussin Lawal, preparing for penalties or red cards. Ireland need to be cool and in emotional control, and they don't really need to motivate the players because they're already highly motivated for this game. If you have a view on it, if you're travelling to it, or if you're excited about it, get in touch with us. We've got two people on the line who are, one is there and one is making their way there as well. Stephen Cusack is in Luton Airport and Kieran Slattery is in Prague, both on the line. Stephen, I better go to you. You're just after landing, is that right, in Luton?
Just landed. We're safely on the mainland here, Joey.
Brilliant, brilliant. And listen, what's the plan? How are you getting there and when will you arrive?
We're flying out at 12:30 to Bratislava, and then we've about a two-hour stop over there, and then we're trained into Prague about 10:00 tonight. So, but the whole trip is good crack already. The flight from Dublin to here, full of green jerseys, singing ole 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 on landing. So, buzzing already.
Brilliant crack. So there's huge numbers. So I have 6,000 or 7,000 Irish fans heading there. There's only 1,000 tickets officially given out to the away section. Crucial question, Stephen, have you got a ticket?
We've tickets, maybe not in the away section, but we have tickets. So hope and a prayer. We'll wear neutral colours. We'll be nice and mannerly at the gate, and we'll try a bit of charm, and hopefully we'll be in there.
Fingers crossed you'll get in there to see what happens
fingers
on the
crossed,
night. I'm sure
crossed,
there's
yeah.
lots of people like you as well trying that avenue as well. Stay with me, Stephen, yeah. with Kieran Slattery in Prague. Kieran, good morning to you.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Very good. Listen, what can Stephen expect when he arrives? What's the atmosphere like out there?
They say it's 6,000, but Jesus, it feels about like there's about 12,000 Irish fans here. It's absolutely mental. There's green every street you turn. But no, really? Jesus, the Irish fans really showed up for this. And this was two. I was in Prague yesterday. It's about 2 days before the game, and it's already mental here.
That's mad that they're already out there. I suppose people have been planning it, I suppose, for months, ever since Troy Parrott scored that winner in Hungary.
Yeah, sure, you saw it. As soon as Ireland got over the line with Hungary, people were mad booking the tickets. It seemed like half the country was planning on getting over here. But no, it's an unbelievable thing.
Yeah.
Unbelievable thing.
And listen, what's the mood out there amongst the Irish fans? What are you feeling about the game? How is it going to go, Kieran? I suppose that's the hope, that's the talk. I know there's a huge amount of controversy in Czechia about a match fixing scandal in their own domestic league that's kind of taken all the attention off the Ireland game. But how are you feeling about it?
I think we'll get it done. I just think there'll be too much confidence in the camp. But sure, look, it's unpredictable. We'll have to see how it goes. But Jesus, I'd love if we got over the line with it. But no, I'd back us, especially with the way Troy Parrott's firing now, even at a club level. I really think we'll get it done.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant. And hopefully that does happen. Stephen, how are you feeling about the game? What do you think is going to happen tomorrow night?
Well, to be honest with you.
Sorry, say that again. We missed the start of that.
I said I'm hoping they're corrupt on the gate as well in the stadium. And they might take an all. And all a bit of a bribe to leave us in, but I think we've every chance. We're solid. We've a good keeper. That's for you, Javi, if you're listening. He loves keepers. We've a great back five. Scales is the last early, but it's a back seven with the two boys in front of him. And look, hopefully we'll nick something. It could go penalties. Don't want it to because we want energy Tuesday night. But yeah, we'll. Maybe get a child to Prague. I know that keeps the rain anyway. Might get us through as well. But we've every chance. And you know, we're like a team on a club on a cup run. We had two must-win games, and we've come through them. So it feels like we came through rounds of a cup. So I think we've the wind in ourselves, and yeah. Positivity. I think we'll do
it. Maybe not all going the way for Czechia either in terms of controversy with Thomas Suchek,
no,
whether he'll play or not.
And I can't understand from their point of view how that whole match fixing came up today. How that wasn't put off till next week is kind of mind blowing. But that's their own thing, because that must be a distraction as well. But look, we're positive, and we've bought up half the stadium, whether they leave us in or not. You're either going to be looking at a stadium that's singing the Fields of Baton Rye, or you're going to be looking at a half-empty stadium. But one way or the other, we've kind of done our part to kind of quell the home atmosphere. So please God, you'll be here in the Fields of Baton Rye and not a half-empty stadium.
Fingers crossed. Kieran, what's the weather like out there, crucially?
The weather's nice. Last night it was dry and it was warm, and I think it's supposed to be the same again today and the same again tomorrow. We got lovely weather for it, which... might go against the City Irish players who used to play a lot worse, but no, it's fabulous weather for it.
That's brilliant. Well, that's brilliant. Lads, look, enjoy it. It sounds like one hell of a party, and it's going to be great crack for the next 24, 48 hours, and fingers crossed it goes our way. Brilliant stuff. And look, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us, and good luck over the next couple of days.
Jerry, I was going to sing for you in the hall, but I'll spare you that. Can I say hello to my beautiful, understanding wife? And all the staff and Sheehan's family, St. Clarny, and my beautiful daughter, Emily. And you boys in green. And thanks, Jerry.
You've ticked all the boxes there.
You got to tick those,
man.
You got to tick those.
Well done.
And Kieran, yourself?
I'd love to just say happy birthday to my cousin, Abby Slattery, who's studying for the mocks now. Hopefully she can take a day off and enjoy the birthday. And hopefully Ireland can get it done on Thursday.
Brilliant, brilliant stuff. Great stuff, lads. Thanks a million for talking to us in the programme. That's Stephen Cusack there, live from Luton Airport on his way to Bratislava, on his way to Prague, along with a whole host of other Irish fans. Kieran Slattery as well in Prague, both on the line there for us. He's out there assessing things, saying there's looks like there's 12,000 Irish fans out there and have been there for a couple of days. It's one hell of a party, it looks like. Another listener says it might be an idea to ask our Irish soccer fans to visit the Church of the Child of Prague and light a few candles for good weather. Well, the first thing they'll be doing is lighting a candle for a win tomorrow night. So there you go. And as I said, John Egan part of the squad. Harvey Vale, who's kind of a surprise call-up to this Irish squad, midfielder for QPR, playing pretty well this season, was kind of a reverse Declan Rice, if you want to know it that way, was involved in the English underage setup, captained England in the 19 World Cup, and only switched allegiances recently to Republic of Ireland. And he credits his grandfather, Michael Healy, originally from born in Kenmare, raised in Sneem, emigrated to London, Australia, and London after that, living in London now. Here he is talking at a press conference yesterday about his Irish and Kerry roots.
Yeah, my granddad born in Kerry, raised in Kerry. I'm still really close with him. I called him straight away as soon as I found out this could be happening, and when it did happen, and it's such a proud moment for him and for my family and for my parents, so... Yeah, I still feel really connected to it.
Can I just ask, sorry, have you got managed to get a ticket for Prague? And what's his name?
His name's Michael. I haven't got a ticket for him. He's a little bit unwell, so it's tough for him to travel, but I have got quite a few family coming over, yeah.
Harvey, just discuss a little bit of his background. Obviously, you've grown up from Kerry, but moving over to London, what age would that have been, and just his journey?
Yeah, so he grew up in Kerry. I think he moved over, I think it was before the age of 15. And then he went to Australia for work. He lived in Australia for a really long time when I was growing up. And then eventually settled in London. My nan sort of fell ill and they came back to London to be with the family. And yeah, I was over to Australia to visit him, and we always talked about sort of coming over to Ireland together as well, yeah.
You've spoken about that trip to Australia before, and how you weren't too fussed about football before that trip to Australia.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I think my parents used to tell me I wasn't fussed by football or anything like that, and then there was one day on the beach or whatever, we just started playing football, and then when I came back, it was football after that.
That's Harvey Vale, a strong Kerry connections through his maternal grandfather Michael Healy, who spent much of his life in Australia after emigrating from Sneem to London when he was 15 years of age. Nice to see that Kerry roots being worked out there.